you know, there's a lot of people that can take these different ways. You know, I learned real quick in studying for this, if you go to the internet, you can see about whatever you want to get out of a floating accent. But I don't think we're going to be talking about the floating part. I think the Lord may have a little encouragement maybe for us as we get into the new year. And I didn't see God's face on New Year's message, but I believe that if he answered with one, and I believe that each and every one of us can find ourselves in here. Hopefully we can find some help and get strengthened. I think that's one thing we need to be is strengthened up as we head into this new year. You know, we can close them out. Thank God I can say that, I've never been into one of the bar scenes. Thank God I always had a granny. You know, old granny drug me to watch night services.
Amen.
The deal is that same grace that, that the two peoples testified tonight, hey, that God saved them from, I was saved from that same bar, okay? If it wasn't for the grace of God, I've been in that same mess.
Amen.
And guess what? Hey, it doesn't matter if you've been in the church house, if you've been in the gutter, the Lord will pick you up, clean
right.
you off.
Amen.
You know, I was just as lost and just as much of a dirty rotten sinner.
Right.
Thank God that, when we talk about going out that 99, finding that lost one, hey, you know what? Hey, just because he may not have had to went out to the wilderness,
yeah.
he had to look up underneath the pew and let me know that I was in just need. And kind of going to try to get an exciting, Lily told me a little bit ago, I don't do uplifting messages. And, we was able to go to one of Lily's friends, and he's got it's called Church Venture. It's out past Kings Island, and they invited the Little Miami Choir. And, he did his best to present the gospel he knew. It was a different type thing. And, so Lily dug herself in the hole, and she said, "Well, Dad, that's a little different. He didn't tell anybody they was going to hell." And I said, "Well, that's actually a problem. If you got a room full of sinners and you don't let them know they're going to hell, and you don't let them know that Jesus was born to save them from that, but so I'm not going to, maybe go full blown church venture tonight. I don't have a movie or a skit that goes with it like he did. He had props and everything. I mean, it was a good message, but I just know, Brother Don, I don't think I can pull the props in the movie clip off tonight. But hopefully the Word of God will just speak for itself. And, we'll say that the Lord's fed us out of his Word tonight. I'm just going to go ahead, and you guys don't have to stand. I think we stood a lot during the singing. Gabe was looking around. I said, "Hey, Gabe, this is how 95% of the rest of the churches do their congregation. So we're going to survive if we just stand up, for three or four songs." I'm just going to read here in 2 Kings chapter 6, only 7 verses. If you'd like to stand, you can, but if not, just hang in your seats. "And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold now the place where we dwell with thee, it is too straight for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But one was fell in a beam, and the axe head fell into the water. And he cried, and he said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, Where fell it? And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick, and he cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, Take it up to thee. And he put out his hand, and he took it." Y'all would go with me, Lord, in prayer. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, for the opportunity, God, to gather in your house. We thank you, God, for 2019, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord, for all the good and the bad that it brought. Lord, we thank you, God, for the ups and the downs, Lord. But we thank you most of all, hey, that you was with us through every one of them, God. And the highs you were there and the lows you were there, and we thank you for that. God, we're asking you, Lord, God, right now, Lord, that we just pray a hedge of protection on the law enforcement out tonight. Lord, be with the highways and the roads. And God, I'm asking you, Lord, if you'd be with that drunk, Lord, that's going to get wasted, blind drunk, Lord, and kill somebody his way home tonight, Lord, that first round would make him sick and he'd go home. God, I'm asking you, Lord, that you just put a protection, God, around your people this evening, God, Lord. Protect your people tonight from Mount Zion, God, as we go home. But God, we're asking you, Lord, that you'd be with us, Lord, in 2020. God, be with us, Lord, that we'd be able to execute your will, Lord, that we might be able to see, Lord, the sinner saved. Lord, we might see that one caught up in bondage, Lord, freed. Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, you grow our church, Lord, and lead and guide us, direct us. In Jesus' name we ask all these things. Amen. started over the last couple weeks, and especially this past week, to, you know, just kind of ponder and chew on it a little bit and get to these verses. And, you know, I think right away you kind of go to the part where it talks about the iron did swim. You know, if we just talk about the pure plain, you know, Alicia, what happened here is it was real easy. A bunch of guys decided they was going to build a house. They was going to build onto the house, Brother Eddie. They was going to go get them some lumber, cut down a tree. As they're swinging, hey, the axe falls off, finds itself in the water. You know, a lot of times we just keep on reading, especially when you find out that this passage is just right in before here in chapter 5 is when we see that Naaman has come out and he's got leprosy, Brother Don, and he's needing a healing. Hey, and they tell him, listen, little young maid, young woman decided to open up her mouth and be a witness for Israel and said, hey, there's a prophet in Israel, you know, and there's a mighty healing. And he goes down and he dips 7 times into Jordan. Sister Tammy, he finds himself clean. And then right after this, we find out that, you know, this is when the Syrian army is trying to kill the prophet Elisha. Hey, and he's got his servant with him and they're running for their life. And he says, man, hey, Brother Eddie looked over Elisha and said, hey, why aren't you scared? And he opens up and in verse 17 of this chapter, he says, and Elisha prayed and he said, Lord, I pray thee open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire riding about Elisha. As I, as Tina testified, spending 16 and a quarter years in Lebanon Correctional and asking God to keep his hedge of protection about me. You know, there's a few times I told people, I'm not afraid of a riot. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid when I go into now. I'm not saying I wasn't scared, but I wasn't afraid. Hey, you know what? You get a little scared, you get in there and that gate closes on you. Hey, and that big 350-pound guy from Vine Street, hey, who wants to kill Whitey, hey, when he's staring at you and he lets you know, I'm telling you what, hey, a little bit of fear, but I'm telling you what, I wasn't afraid, hey, because I knew I had the hedge of protection around me. I told some of my buddies, I said, I'm telling you guys, hey, don't be afraid. The Lord allowed me a little bit to open my eyes and see. But see, right here stuck in between those, hey, it's just this little 7 verses that we kind of over skip a little bit. I'd like to kind of start out with just as this chapter starts out, and it says the sons of the prophets. You know, we kind of skip over the sons of the prophets. We don't even kind of acknowledge them, but, you know, it turned into a longer study, and I thank God that most of that was for me and not for the preaching, because, you know, I wouldn't want to weary the church. But, you know, I saw this sons of the prophets. It starts with the prophet Samuel. It goes back to 1 Samuel 19, verse 20, and as it says, there was a company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing as appointed over them. As we look back and we look back to the Old Testament, I'd just like to establish, because we might see a picture of the church here in a minute, I'd like to establish that, hey, it's not new to have a congregation gathered together and a man appointed over top of them. Hey, what were they doing? They were there for service of the Lord. They were there to learn of the Lord. They were there to exercise their talents, and there was a man over top of them. And that's how this chapter starts out with the sons of the prophets. And then we see a few other things is 11 times on the life of Elijah and Elisha, the sons of the prophets are mentioned. This isn't just something, Brother Eddie, that just mentions one time and it goes away. It tells us here that there's 4 different branches or guilds. One's mentioned in Bethel, one's mentioned in Jericho, one's in Gilgal, and one's mentioned in the hill country of Ephraim. The one thing they all had in common was they served underneath a master. There was one person over top. Now, we also know, hey, that we got a local of believers assembled together. The local body is here tonight, and we know that the Lord puts a under-shepherd over top of us, but we also know that we also answer to the master. You know, in the Old Testament, hey, they called him master. Hey, they called the one who was the head, Tammy. Hey, that master, he kind of had a responsibility. His master was to teach and was to train and to bring them up. Hey, but we thank God. And when the Lord showed up on the scene, he said, don't call no man master. Why? Because we're clear who our master is. But I thank God he didn't leave us by ourselves, Brother Don. Thank God that he left us someone to overtake us and we can fall under him. But I want to notice that picture of where this verse is starting off. And it says here that the sons of the prophets, they said unto Elisha, behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. This word straight is the straight that's used in the New Testament that's commonly misused. Hey, the spelling is clear and abundant that this does not mean straight. This means small. Hey, this straight way that we're supposed to be walking is a small, narrow path. And the Bible says, few be there that find it. Hey, why? Because it's so winding and it's small. Well, that's the same straight, hey, that these sons of the prophets found themselves in. I'm wondering if we look around and we get to modern day 2019 coming into 2020, if we don't find ourselves in these same situations. As we look in, the sons of the prophets came unto who was their pastor and who was their master, Elisha. You know, just a reminder and a little flip in there. Hey, he wasn't always the master. Elisha had ministered under Elijah. Elijah had been the one who was the master of these churches. Elijah had been the one that put the sweat and put the teaching to them and tried to keep that lineage going. Just like to remind us here, if we're going to survive in 2020, we better be teaching some young people. Hey, but guess what, young people? Hey, we better have a desire to sit up underneath the master. Hey, I'm telling you tonight, hey, don't worry about following me. Worry about following him. Brother Don, don't worry about walking after what I can give you. Hey, we need to follow the Lord. Hey, and get up in his school. Hey, get up in his guild, Logan. Hey, you know that this word guild, you know, as we talk about, you know, gaming and we get into video games. Hey, what do they call themselves? Guilds, groups of people coming together. Hey, I'm telling you what, I know some guys that are in these gaming guilds. Man, they pay each other's rent when they can't make it. If, hey, they once a year, they go down to San Antonio or somewhere in Texas. Hey, they have a big, big shindig once a year. This gaming guild comes from all over the world. Hey, if guys can't get an airplane ticket to get down there, man, they take up a kitty and they fly them down. Man, I'm wondering if the guilds of this world, hey, I wonder if they passed the guilds in the church. Hey, if we look at Mount Zion, if we would, we're nothing but just a guild and a branch, hey, of the main church off here. Hey, this evening, are we understanding, hey, that we all got a part to play inside of this church? Hey, whether we're learning and being prepared, hey, teenage class, y'all getting ready to maybe replace some people inside this congregation. Why? Because that's just how it goes. When we think of some who may have been here at Watch Night Service 7 years ago, 8 years ago, at our first one here, 8 years ago, there was a whole lot more people alive, hey, than what's alive right now. Hey, we could just look in just our minds past, and we remember that Sister Brenda Davidson, she shocked us all when she came in the back door. When was that? 1 year ago at this Watch Night Service. Hey, bless God, we was able to go get the chair, hey, and sit it in the back and let her be there. Hey, but young people, you need to understand, hey, as the church members die off, there better be someone sitting in the school who's waiting to take their place. But we see here, this church was growing. And we see here, I don't want to go too fast, but we'll make sure we get everything. I want to just make a little small little point off here. Sometimes we think that, Pastor, that's sons of the prophets. We think that your dad has to really be a prophet. Hey, we like to go ahead and say, well, you know what? Hey, I'm not called to preach, or there's no call for my life. I know I'm not going to be a pastor's wife or a missionary's wife or a deacon's wife, and we go ahead. But I'd just like to say there's one other time the sons of the prophets is mentioned. It's the book of Amos in chapter 7, verse 14. God showed up with something for him to do, and he told him, Brother Kenny, I'm not of the sons of the prophet. I'm not one of those. Hey, I'm just a shepherd. Hey, you know what the Lord said? I got a job for you. Hey, you get up and you go do it. 2020 comes around. Hey, we may have some people tonight. Hey, even though we might be few in numbers, hey, 2020 might be the night, hey, that the Lord speaks to you. Hey, you don't have to just be one of these teenagers. Hey, this may be the year, hey, that one of our church members or one of our in our 20s group, hey, all of a sudden God says, I've got a job for you. Hey, Brother Don, are we going to answer that call and do the job? We get down in here, and we notice this house was too small. Hey, but these guys, man, they were serving the Lord. They were growing. Hey, Brother Kenny, they was in there. They was on the line working. Hey, I'm wondering if we find that picture in our church this evening. Our young people and our church members, are they on the line working? Hey, I don't think it's a coincidence at all that Brother Eddie, when the whole church was working, they had building problems. When the whole church was striving together, and I'm not trying to connect that with something going to be voted on soon, but Pastor, I'm just wanting to say, hey, when the church was striving and working and on the go, hey, they had building problems. Hey, I remember a time, hey, when churches had building problems. Hey, we could look at Mount Zion and the very testimony, Brother Eddie, every time, man, getting a bigger church, getting a bigger church, getting a bigger church. Hey, what happened? Man, I guarantee they was together, they was working, heard testimonies, them old saints would fill up vans and take teenagers out, knock on doors. Hey, church, we probably need to get back to that this evening. Hey, I'm wondering, as we're going to get into what the message about, I'm wondering if our axe heads fell off. That's going to be the question that's coming. Hey, has our axe head fell off? Because we're supposed to be working. I know we've got some Faulkners that aren't new to chopping wood. Hey, maybe they're good at maybe slipping out of chopping wood, better at it than maybe chopping it. But you know what? Hey, I don't know if there's been anybody been able to go up to them with a big chunk of wood. Hey, can you even get it off if the axe head ain't on there? Hey, can you even split the wood? Will an axe handle split a chunk of wood? I've never seen it happen. Hey, but guess what? What do we do in church? Hey, our axe head fell off a long time ago, but we never stopped to put it back on, and we think we're going to do something in the house of the Lord, and we're swinging and we're chucking, and there's no head on our handle. But these men were working. We're talking about a group on fire. They was going. We're not talking about a backslid group. We're not talking about a group that was at the bar instead of church. We're talking about a group of young men. Some of them could have been married. There's different allusions in there that some were. Hey, they all had all things common. Hey, they all lived and they ate from the same table. Hey, wouldn't it be great if God's people desired to eat from the same table again? Hey, we know the early church had all things common. I'm not telling you that we need to sell everything, Brother Don. Hey, and go out here. I'm just saying, hey, I got 19 acres. We could probably put three or four houses down there in the background of my pond. Hey, but would we be better off? Hey, because this world's turning against us. Hey, but what's going to have to happen? We need each other, Sister Debbie. We're going to need each other to get through 2020. I'm not telling anybody to go ahead and sell and move in my backyard. Hey, but if the church would roll on and we would grow and we'd have building problems, hey, let's build Tiny House Nation, hey, in somebody's backyard. Hey, that's what's going on here. They needed to grow. We see here this picture of the worker, and he goes down and he's sent a job. We'll just like to look at this as we get into the message, and we're asking ourselves, hey, did our axe head fall off, hey, in 2019? Well, I'm asking us as we read here and we see and we start to break down this word. Hey, the Lord put five things on my heart. You know, I thought I had a three-point message. It was beautiful. I was looking for a poem just to line it straight off. And guess what? Got a five-point message here. It's going to go real fast. Hey, on what are you going to do when your axe head falls off? Hey, I'd like for all of us to just to get that picture inside of our head about what a worker looks swinging that axe. Hey, and then get a picture of what happens when that head falls off. Hey, I'm asking if we get in here, do we understand? And, you know, I'm going pretty fast through my notes. I had a bunch of verses. The Lord just saying, go on. Hey, but I'm asking this if we wonder, and I've got it wrote down, but I'm wondering if we don't realize that the Bible says, hey, don't be wearying well doing. Hey, because you're going to reap it if you faint not. Hey, how are we going to faint? Tell you what, it's a lot easier to chop that wood with that axe head on. Hey, we'll pass ourselves out if we don't have a head on and we're still trying to split it. Hey, I'm asking us, what are we going to do? Hey, Brother Don, just because we preach a message like this and the Lord sends a message about your axe head, hey, this usually ain't going to the back row. Hey, this message goes to the front row. Hey, this message goes to the crowd that's here tonight. Hey, that one that could have been anywhere. Hey, but they're here. Hey, but I'm wondering, hey, did any of us walk in tonight and we got our handle with us, but we didn't bring our head? Hey, I'm wondering this evening, hey, we could go back and I could go ahead and just start pulling arrows out and start nailing people to pews. Hey, if we had to, I don't think the Lord wants to do that, but I think He wants a few shots to be fired. Hey, I'm wondering if we go back to youth retreat. Hey, I'm wondering if we wasn't throwing down some good lumber at youth retreat. Hey, I'm wondering, hey, when we got in there, hey, and I told everybody before we went, hey, come with a song. Hey, come with a verse. Come with a devotion. Come with a testimony. Brother Don, we hit 2019 watch night service. Hey, and we got to beg people to sing for the Lord. And we got to twist, thank God, hey, for the ones that testified, Sister Miranda, because all you guys get a free pass on this. Hey, the rest of us, where was our testimony tonight? Hey, where was I? Where was our axe head real good and sharp? Hey, if you would, when you go ahead, hey, and you overcome that wicked one, hey, with the words of that testimony, hey, and you let Satan, as Sister Miranda said, hey, Satan ain't going to steal my joy. Hey, you ain't going to get me. You had me down. Hey, but you didn't have me out. Hey, I'm wondering if that's sharpened up that axe head just a little bit. Hey, you got it done pulled out. Get that head just sharpened up, Brother Don, just a little bit. Hey, every time you come to church and you get up here, hey, and you got a song to try to exhort somebody and lead some worship. Hey, I'm wondering if that ain't telling the devil, hey, you're not rusting out my axe. Hey, you're not going to take my head off. Hey, you're not going to have it. Hey, but I wonder how many times, hey, do we sit at youth retreat, hey, and everything's going good. Hey, and the cell phones are supposed to be at home or in the bag, and the friends that we got no business talking to anyways, hey, are where they're supposed to be, and that's nowhere around. Hey, and we're together. We're in one house, Brother Don. Hey, we're sitting up in here. Hey, we're a picture of the sons of the prophets, and we're slinging down them trees, and they're coming down just as fast as we can get them up. Hey, we could be like we were, hey, at Camp Lebanon, where we was there on a work day, Christian, hey, and we had our chainsaws out, and we was chopping them trees down. Hey, and we was working. Can I ask you this evening, where'd that go? Where did that axe head go? Where did the head go? Hey, that when we was working for the Lord, hey, when we was on fire for the Lord, hey, and we wanted to sing and sing and sing and pray and pray, hey, and pray and tell the preacher to preach on. Hey, Brother Eddie, what happened to that axe head? I'll tell you what happens to it. It fell off. Did a little bit of, I'm going to try to end with the illustration about putting one back on. But every single thing I went to, hey, when I went to all these lumberjacks, and didn't go to King James Bible, I went to the lumberjack. Hey, Brother Kenny, the one fascinating thing that I heard about everybody who was trying to teach me how to put an axe head back on, you know what they all said? They all fall off. Nobody told me one time, man, if you go ahead, Brother Eddie, and you try this way, and man, you put this wedge in here, and you put this clip in here, and you put this oil up in here. Not one person, Brother Don, said, if you go to this website and you'll buy my axe, not one person said that that head will stay on for eternity. There's no lifetime guarantee at Lowe's. Hey, there's no guarantee for the axe head to stay on. Why, Sister Tammy? Because when you work it, it gets loose, and it just happens that it falls off. It's no shame this evening. It's no beating nobody over the head tonight. Hey, it's not trying to get somebody and let me get my bat signal and see if I can put on Noah's forehead. Hey, and just keep him on here until he gets mad at me. This ain't pointing nobody out. Hey, this ain't saying, Christian, that you don't love the Lord like you used to. This ain't saying that you've laid out. This ain't saying you've held out on the Holy Ghost. Hey, this is just saying when you get on the front line and you get working for the Lord, sometimes that axe head falls off. Just like to ask us five things the Lord laid on my heart about what happens when the axe head falls off. Some of these are real simple. Man, these are real easy points, some of them. Hey, but the first thing we need to do is recognize that the axe head fell off. How many times we could ride down the road, hey, with a flat tire, at some point we got to acknowledge there's a flat tire. Hey, some of us just come here and getting up and coming tonight's a chore. Hey, you know what? That might be a sign the axe head fell off. Hey, sometimes we might understand, man, my praying is not as effective as it used to be. And my studying for my Sunday school class is not as effective as it used to be. Hey, and my ministry that I love, Brother Kenny, hey, that I've always been on, and man, I'm there. Hey, sometimes the effectiveness is not what it's supposed to be. But if we don't realize that the head fell off, we'll keep swinging that air. Hey, I believe the Apostle Paul tells us, not as one that beats the air, hey, but one that hits that true, one that hits it right on the head. Hey, tonight I'm going to ask you, hey, instead of listening, hey, to what I'm up here, instead of this just being James, hey, just doing a James message, hey, I'm wondering if we'll do, hey, an inside inspection of our heart, hey, and ask ourselves, hey, did the axe head fall off? In verse 5 here, hey, we say it says, but one was fell in a beam, and the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and he said, alas, master, it was borrowed. Now, there's a message there of it being borrowed, but that ain't my message. Hey, I'm just saying you need to know when that axe head got off. Number 2 thing the Lord placed on my heart here is, what do you got to do? Second thing, after you've realized you've lost it, is you got to go to the master. Hey, that's the first thing he did right here. We just read it. As soon as it fell into the water, he said, alas, master. Hey, if you're here this evening, hey, and church don't feel like it used to, hey, and you don't feel the Lord like you used to, hey, I'm wondering if the head fell off, hey, instead of coming and talking to me, hey, instead of asking Brother Don, will you pray for me? Hey, what do we need to do tonight? Hey, we need to seek the Master. Matthew 11, 28 through 30 says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And I've got written in my notes, stop trying to do it yourself. Hey, you know what? We have things that happen. And man, I know that my axe head has fell off, and I know I've lost my testimony. It don't have no power. And I try to sing, and it don't have no power. Hey, and I can't fake this one, and I can't fake that one. Hey, Sister Tammy, pure and simple, all we got to do is go to the Master. Hey, the good news is tonight, hey, we got these altars open right now. Hey, if somebody says, I need to go to the Master, hey, you can come get your help right now. Tell you what, Brother Don, hey, if we all get our axe head on there good and tight, hey, get up on there sharp, up and ready to go. Hey, we might find out in 2020, Mount Zion come out the gate, hey, swinging and chopping. Hey, we might find out we'll do something for the Lord, but we can't do it if our head ain't on. Third thing is to go back where it fell off. That's what happened here. Hey, he went ahead and he cried. He said it was borrowed. And then the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place. I'm asking us tonight, hey, sometimes, you know, hey, old Randy Travis, we love that song, Hindsight's 2020. I don't know if it was Randy Travis, but I think it was. Hey, but anyways, we know that hindsight's 2020. Never really understood what that was. What does that mean? I can see perfectly behind me. I know there's times and there's things, hey, that each and every one of us have done in 2019 that we'd like to have one more crack at. I know there's things in 2019, hey, Sister Tammy, maybe things, hey, that I said to you, be like, man, if I had one more crack at it, I might hold that one back. Hey, why? Because my axe head might have got loose, hey, and it affected you. Hey, maybe, Pastor, each one of us can look at each other. Hey, but what do we got to do, Brother Don? We got to go right back to the spot where it fell off. Why? Because that's going to give us some clues to what happened. Hey, you know, I noticed one thing about this. Everybody knows when that axe head fell off. We'll try to sit here tonight. We'll try to act like we don't know what happened, and we'll act like, well, I just, this ain't, you know, this is one thing I'm going to hit on, a rabbit trail right here. You know, my background don't say this too much. I ain't ever heard this as much in my life as, well, I just wasn't getting fed. I just wasn't getting fed. And I think that just kind of, you know what happened? Hey, your axe head fell off. And instead of admitting that your axe head fell off and you needed to come up and get some help, you just decided to stand on the line and act like you were swinging like everybody else was. Hey, but you knew you didn't have a head on. Hey, and then it got to the point where you was out there by yourself and you could not hide the fact you was swinging an axe head with no head on it. We got to get back to where it fell off. Hey, why? Because that's where we're going to find it. Hey, sometimes we go ahead, Tina, and we try to get us a good fast pace. Man, we want to try to get us a good fast pace. And sometimes we're really not willing to admit that the pace is too fast. And it's like, man, I just got to keep this up. I'm feeding my kids in the drive-thru, trying to run and get them here. You know, I know the gym was one thing. Man, we had church. We had this and that. You know what? We just couldn't get here. And, hey, man, it was bogging us down. And what happened? Man, it made the axe head fall off. Hey, what do we have? We don't want to just have to admit and say, you know what? Hey, you know what, Melissa? Man, I just can't keep that pace up. Hey, but sometimes when we get back to where the axe head fell off, hey, we can realize, hey, that the pace was too hard. So then what do? We've admitted that it fell off. Hey, we talked to the Master. He's taken us to the scene of the crime. And you know what we can do? Hey, slow that pace down. Hey, whatever made it fall off, Christian, hey, we can go ahead and adjust it and then get up and keep going. Looking here at the fourth thing here, hey, was we like to recognize that it fell off, and then we got to go back to it. Hey, and then we got to let the Lord work. And that's the fourth thing, is let the Master work. We see here that he went. He says, the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place. That's going back to that spot. Hey, I'm wondering if some of us shouldn't come to the altar, hey, and get a hold of the Master and take him back to where it fell off. But here's where it comes in. And he cut down a stick, and he cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Now, who here really understands the physicalness of this? I don't. So guess what? Hey, there are things that I know when my axe head fell off, I don't understand why. Hey, I don't know, Brother Don, why I got tired. I don't know why I got burnt out right there. Hey, I don't know why this got me. Hey, but guess what? Take it to the master and let him work. Hey, with Tammy, I can understand. Hey, I know what them phone calls feel like. Hey, I know when them certain words get tossed out. Hey, and you know what? I want to hold on to it. My head done flung off. Hey, I was on the line. I was working on a one good swing for the Lord. Hey, my head's gone when I get medical results. Hey, but what do I got to do? I got to give it to the master. Hey, we like to make sense of our own. Hey, we like to think that we know, Alicia. Hey, what's going on? But I tell you what. Hey, if somebody came to me and said, Hey, my axe head fell off. Hey, it's sitting in the bottom of that river right there. Well, I'll tell you what, I might be looking for maybe a rope with a little bit of a treble hook on the end of it, or maybe I might roll up my pants and try to get in there. Hey, I'll tell you what, hey, I wouldn't have took a stick and thrown it in the water, but the man of God did. Hey, why? Because that man of God's the master and I'm not. Hey, he's the one who knows. Hey, the Bible tells us that his ways aren't our ways and our thoughts, hey, they're not his. Hey, he's the one in charge. Hey, it's just our job to do it. Yep. And this fifth thing, this last thing, is after we've already realized it's fell off. Hey, we've gone back to the master and told him about it. Hey, and then we got to go to the spot and we let the master do his job. Hey, and then he puts it back together. Hey, the last thing it says here, and therefore he said, take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and he took it. That's the thing when we come to the Lord in prayer. Hey, we've got that thing that's got us down. Hey, and we're in a rut. Hey, and we can't get out of things. Grace, what happens is we will take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Hey, but we'll forget that when we come here and he puts that axe head back on, he says, take it. Amen. Take it back with you. Hey, what's he saying, Christian? He's saying, yeah, it fell off. Hey, yeah, we had a spot. Hey, but I fixed it. Now get back in there and work. Hey, I'd like to tell us in 2020, hey, we're going to have to put the axe head back on. Let the Lord do it because he knows what he's doing. Hey, and then what do we need to do? Take it and go back to work. A couple verses I'd like to leave us with. One is in the book of James, if you'd like to go there with me. In James chapter 1 and verse 2, very, very familiar scripture. Says, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. There's times, Alicia, when you're getting out there and you're, as this picture is, cutting down trees. When you're out there working for the Lord, hey, there's some things that don't come just as fast as we'd like them to. Hey, there's times we think that the axe head fell off. In reality, we're just cutting down a big tree. Hey, but James says, know this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. One thing that we've gotten that's crept into this church is satanic, that goes back to the garden, and that's we need it now. The schools of the prophet, hey, they had to get up under that man. They had to study from him. Hey, you had to get up in here and read this word. Hey, there's none of us, hey, that was anointed from birth, hey, to just get up and go running in. Hey, we're going to have to get to the master. Hey, we're going to have to get in Sunday school. Hey, and find our spot in it. Hey, and them ones that take account over us. Hey, you know, I saw this thing on Facebook. It said anybody who was born in the 80s has now lived in 4 decades and has now covered 2 centuries and is under 40 years old. Hey, what does that mean? Hey, I'm in that group. I've been around the block a time or two. I've been around this block a few times on a tricycle. Hey, guess what? Hey, I've got something I can teach you. I've got something I can say, hey, when that axe head gets loose, tighten her back up before she falls off. Or when she's off, pick it up and put it on. Hey, but know this, the trying of your faith worketh patience. Be kids. They don't like being called kids. Don't like being called kids. I know my teenagers, when I call them kids, man, they don't like it, Brother Kenny. Hey, but it says here, hey, let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Hey, if we're here tonight and our axe heads fell off, hey, let us not be like this and just kind of half swing it. Hey, let's just ask the Lord. Let that trying of that faith work that patience. Let that patience have that good work. Hey, why? Because you're going to be a better workman when you go back and you get your second round. Lastly, I'm going to close with this example. Hey, on what happens in this life, hey, when you put the head back on. You know what? The first thing I was seeing when they go ahead and they show up with that axe head and they set it down on the table, first thing they do is they go that handle. Hey, you look that handle over real good. Then they pull out their sandpaper. They get to sanding. Hey, there might be some rough spots. Might be some spots need to be fixed. Hey, while they do, they got to clean it up. Hey, sometimes that axe been in the dirt. Hey, sometimes, hey, I got to tell you right now, learn this about a chainsaw, and if you ever get one, hey, get your chain in the dirt and you find out what happens to the chain. Hey, you keep swinging that axe head in the dirt where it ain't supposed to go, and you'll find out the edge falls right off of it. Hey, why? Because that dirt will take that edge. Hey, let me tell you this, that dirt, which is a picture of sin, of filthiness and rottenness, hey, if you're out there swinging in the world and you can't understand, hey, why you don't have no, you can't make no headway. Hey, ain't nobody on your bus listening to you. Hey, I'm wondering if that dirt head, hey, that head was in the dirt all the way through lunch. Hey, and all the way through morning period. It was with the world and you drug it down the hallway and it got all chipped up. Hey, sometimes we got to do a little blade repair. Hey, what happens? Hey, the iron of the word needs to get on there and it needs to clean that. Hey, that sandpaper of the word needs to clean that head, get it real nice and tight. Then what happens? Well, Don, you fit that head up on there. Hey, you get it all set up in there. Hey, and then you get you a good wood wedge. Hey, and you get it all lined up, not smack dab in the middle, because you split it right through. Hey, you get it off to the edge, and you line her up. Hey, and you go ahead. Hey, and then that master, hey, goes ahead and hammers on it a time or two. I'm wondering if a couple of us get on the altar, and we get in our Bible. Hey, and God's about to get us to where he can use us. Hey, and he holds us down. Logan, look up in here. Hey, when you get there in a spot where you're asking God to use you, hey, and he says, if I'm going to use you, son, I'm going to have to get this head on real good and tight. Because you can't go out here with a loose head and you get that wedge. That wedge don't feel good. Hey, when the Lord gets to tapping that in there, hey, Christian, maybe it's your Bible reading. Hey, maybe it's getting in and reading that Bible. We're going to get to that here in a second. Hey, maybe that's what it takes and we don't like it. Hey, some of us need to let the Lord drive that wedge in there. Hey, sometimes that wedge, hey, is going to separate us from friends. Sometimes it's going to affect our ball team. It's going to affect our volleyball team and our dance club and our swim club. Think I got it all about right there. Hey, sometimes that wedge is going to be a wedge driven right in the middle. Why? You either want to work for the Lord or you don't. Then I notice sometimes they do a little cross piece. You know, they argued over whether that was useful or not. Hey, but you know what? Hey, I'd just rather make sure. Hey, let the Lord get you on that workbench. But the last thing I saw that they did was, man, they'd wrap that thing and they'd soak that in linseed oil. They'd go ahead and, you know, hey, we know oil is a type and a representation of the Holy Spirit. Hey, if we're sitting here, hey, I've already warned you, you can't do it yourself. You got to let the master put it back on. You know why, Gabe? Hey, because when the Lord is the one who cleans you up, the Lord is the one who puts your head on, the Lord is the one who drove the wedge in, the Lord is the one who is going to have to anoint you. You're going to have to be filled up with this oil. Wonder how many of us, hey, don't even have an axe handle. Why? Because the Lord has never given us one. And we can't figure out why the axe don't work because we never truly got one. What is that, man? It's a weird picture of salvation. Hey, the Lord's got to hand it to you. Hey, Donnie stuck it out there and he said, you're going to have to take it. But the Bible said he took it. We see that same person as we close, and we see the same person in verse 3. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So as we look at this picture and this real short one, hey, you know, I think this might have been one of my shortest ones on record. Hey, but guess what? If we listen to it, hey, the Lord might do something with it. When we've got it and we've got it in our hand, are we going to go ahead and let the Lord have his word? Are we going to be the one that, like this guy says, he says, be content. In 2020, hey, there's one thing I think the church needs more than anything, and that's contentment. We need to be contentment. What is that? Peace in the circumstance. Hey, that's calm in the storm. Hey, knowing that, hey, this may not feel good, but he says, be content. And he said, I pray thee, go with thy servant. And he answered, I will go. I know I'll leave you with Proverbs 3, verse 11 and 12. says, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be you weary of his correction, for whom the Lord loveth, who the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father, the son in whom he delighteth." Hey, if you're going to be effective and that axe head is going to work, you're going to have to let the Lord grind on it, Carmen. Hey, you're going to have to get up there, give it to the Lord, take it to him. Carmen, I promise you, hey, that he'll not refuse you. Hey, the Bible says that brokenness, that contrite heart, hey, will not be despised. Hey, I'm asking you this evening, hey, how many people find themselves in that description? How many church people tonight, hey, if we open it up, hey, and we just go ahead and we just ask ourselves, did we let our axe fall off in 2019? But I'm wondering tonight, how many of us are going to accept that and we're going to go right back on into 2020 with the same old dead church services, with the same old, I'm going to count on the pastor to do it all, with the same old, I don't need to pray, I don't need to put anything in, I don't need to clear the forest because the pastor will. Hey, where's that going to get us? That's going to get him with his head fell off. Hey, why? Because we can't put all the work on the pastor. We can't put all the work on the deacon. Brother Kenny, you got a lot of years being a deacon. Hey, what happens when you have to do all the work? Man, you find yourself broke down, your head's off, hey, and then ain't no work getting done. Hey, church, how many people tonight, hey, are going to say, I'm going to take the axe. I'm going to be the one. Lord, you fixed it. You pick it up and you hand it back to me. Hey, I'm going to pray like I'm supposed to. Hey, I'm going to read my Bible like I'm supposed to. Hey, I'm going to come to church like I'm supposed to. That don't mean come to church. That means come to church like I'm supposed to. Hey, it shouldn't just be youth retreat. Hey, where we've got a song in our heart. Hey, to sing for the Lord. Hey, shouldn't just be putting it on Christian. Hey, where there's that new song leader. Hey, let him go ahead and do the singing. Man, he's got Alexis with him. Surely to goodness, them two could do all the singing for all of us. Hey, I'm telling you what, church. Hey, where are we going to be? We're going to be in the ditch, broke down. Hey, if we keep doing the same old thing, what do we got to do? Hey, get up in here. Hey, acknowledge that it fell off. Hey, tell the Lord that it did. Go to the place. Let him fix it. And then pick it up and go on. Right, Pastor, if you would come, I'm going to hand it over to you.